You are what you eat. You are what you think. People used to eat meat out of necessity. Now, meat is not a necessity. We can make a conscious choice. Our day-to-day living, people, they say they are living for paying the bills. Their whole life, they say, I am working for paying off the bills and mortgage. One lady, I asked, she's financially well-off also, nearly 60 years. I asked her why she was not coming to the yoga class. She said, she was busy preparing for a job interview and tensed up. All our life, we are so busy only paying off the bills. If you are busy only paying off the bills, what the creditor, whoever has given the credit to you, money to you, if you die, that creditor is most likely right of the debt. But we have forgotten that we are eternally indebted to the Creator. We have forgotten that one. We are so busy for paying our day-to-day bills. It's said, if you are planning for you are concerned about your tongue, you plan your next meal. If you are planning for a year, plant grains, grow rice. If you are planning for a decade, plant fruit trees. If you are planning for a whole life, you have to meditate. What can be done? Life is much beyond than just the paying of the bills. Paying of the bills, if the messenger of the death comes to you and asks you, you had your full life, what did you do? If you tell, I was busy paying off my bills, and is that the answer to be told? Life is much beyond than paying off the bills. You have to plan. If your vision is only paying off the bills, you are so tensed. Through meditation, plan ahead. Plan ahead, have a vision for your life. Paying off the bills is not the purpose of your life. Plan something higher. When you plan something higher, paying off the bills will take care. If you are only planning for paying off the bills, your life is a wasted life. You have to plan ahead, think ahead. You look ahead, and when you are thinking ahead, and Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about one who can think ahead, not worried about only paying off the bills, is a yogi. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karotiyah sasanyasi cha yogi cha naniragni na cha kriyah. Yogi is the one not living only for paying off the bills. My life is not only for paying off the bills. Millions of people, billions of people have come and gone. Nobody remembers them. But one has gone beyond paying off the bills, they're remembered. Otherwise, you are a whitewash. You are a washout. And jnana vijnana triptatmam kutastho vijitendriyaha. And when you think ahead, beyond paying off the bills, then you become like an iron block on which other metals are shaped. You become such a strong person. You become such a strong person. You become a platform for molding many people in your life. If you are worried only paying off the bills, you yourself is a weak person. What inspiration you can bring it to others? You become like a strong anvil. Become like a strong anvil. Become like other metals can be shaped. Required shape, it can be shaped accordingly. And when you are there, you can absorb. When you can think ahead, you can absorb the shocks in life. Shocks in the life, you can handle. Challenges in life, you can handle when you start looking ahead. Arjuna got so fascinated, he asked the question, how does a yogi look like? How does the yogi talk? How does a yogi sit? How does the yogi walk? And he so fascinated, Arjuna said, I also want to become like a yogi. Stita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava sthitadi kim prabhasheta kima sita prajeta kim. Shri Krishna says, yogi is the one prajahati yada kaman sarvan parthamanogatan atmanye vatmana tushtah stita prajnasya to uchyate prajahati yada kaman. Shri Krishna says, a yogi is not the one worried about paying off the bills. Working for paying off the bills. Work living for paying off the bills. Praja jahati gives up the notion of day-to-day living. Day-to-day living is not the yogi's way. Day-to-day is an ordinary people. They are planning only for the day-to-day, paying the bills. Jahati, prajahati yada kaman. And yogi is the one, atmanye atmana tushtaha, always happy. When you have the vision for your life, your yogi is happy, joy, bubbling with energy, highly dynamic. That person, he is a yogi, such a one. Yada samharate chayam kurmongani vasarvashah indriyani indriyartebhyah tasya prajna pratishtita. He compares a yogi to a tortoise. Tortoise knows when to go out, when to withdraw. If not required, it can withdraw within. We are so helpless. In the friend circle, we are caught up. How can I, that person invited me for a party. How can I say no? Whether I like or not, I go. We are caught up in the helplessness in life. Friend circle, relative circle, and office team lunch. I don't like that party, but what to do? I need a promotion. I just hang on. I hang on whole life. There is no freedom. Yogi is the one. If required, can go out. Not required, can withdraw. That freedom. Most of us, we don't have freedom. The freedom, helpless living. Shri Krishna says, the yogi has a freedom in life. At home, there is no freedom. At work, there is no freedom. In the community, there is no freedom. Yogi is the one who has a vision, has seen beyond day-to-day living, you get the freedom. We don't have freedom because we are so scared. Scared, if I lose this friend circle, what is there? I may not have anybody. I'm so scared. I have never lived beyond day-to-day living. So that I'm stuck with the group. Stop, Shri Krishna says, become like a tortoise, withdraw at will, and go out when required. Yogi becomes like that, full of freedom in life. Freedom, then freedom comes when you have a vision. Your higher vision, and talking about the yogi. Yogi is the one, and he has experienced the higher happiness. When he has experienced the higher happiness, doesn't want to compromise oneself for the lower happiness. And atyantam sukham ashnute, when a yogi, when he has experienced the higher happiness, yam labdva cha param labham manyatena adhikam tataha yasmin sthitena dukkhena gurunapi vichalyate. I have seen higher taste. When I have experienced the higher taste, why I have to come down to day-to-day living? It's ordinary living, yogi. Yogi is the one having a higher vision and experience the higher taste. When you have experienced the higher taste, why come down for the ordinary living? Ordinary living, yogi is the one. Yogi has experienced. Yogi is the one. We are the consumer. Day to day paying the bills. Why I am paying the bills all the time? Because I am a consumer. Utility company will be saying, you consume this much of electricity, you consume this much of water, you consume this much of gas. I am a consumer, so more and more people are throwing bills at me. You are a consumer, you pay. All through our life, we have been only consuming. Consuming, when you are a consumer, you are in debt. You are in debt, indebted. But move from becoming only a consumer, elevate yourself to become a provider. I never thought I can be a provider. All through my life, I'm holding my begging bowl. I'm a consumer. Give that one, give that one. When I'm holding a begging bowl, when I'm only a consumer, yes, of course, you have to pay. You have to pay. Life is, I'm indebted, tensed up. Elevate your life. When you become a visionary, you become a contributor. You become a provider. You become a provider to the community. When you are becoming a provider, you are experiencing the freedom. Meditate, you must. Meditate is not an option. You have to meditate. You need to have long range in your life. To get a longer range in your life, turn on the high beam in your life. When you are traveling in the highway, when you turn on the high beam, you can see kilometers ahead. If I turn on only the low beam, ordinary, I'm a consumer, turned on only the low beam, stressed, anxiety. I'm only always busy, only paying the bills. Turn on the high beam in your life. When you turn on, you can plan ahead. Think ahead, you become a provider. When you become a provider, you have the freedom. When I can think ahead, I can plan my game of my life. I can change the game of my life. When I can see further, I can travel further, I can elevate myself up. I can elevate up. We have to move away being only the consumer. If you are only a consumer, there is no respect. Respect either at home, either in the community, either in the workplace. There is no respect for you. You are, people push you more and more. You are a consumer. You become a contributor. You become a provider if you want to command respect. You become a provider only when you spend time for yourself. Go within, seek within, discover the stillness, discover the roadmap for you. Contemplate, contemplate. Path opens up. Path opens up, gives an option for your life to move ahead, move higher in life. Meditate, you must. Path opens up. It is not an option. A leader is the one who has turned on the high beam in life. Leader is the one can think ahead. can inspire others, motivate others. For that, you must become like an anvil. Go within, contemplate within. It helps you to turn on the high beam. It enables you to become a provider, not just a consumer. Meditation enables that one.